The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Don't forget to subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to help spread the gospel of good news. You can also sign up and subscribe by going to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org, and we will continue to inform you of the things and the activities, training, and conferences, all right? And if you miss any of this radio broadcast, we are also on Spotify. Let me tell you, our outreaches overseas are expanding. And while I'm still here on the radio with you, I will do my very best to be a blessing to all of you, all right? Yes, I will continue to preach and minister what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. The reason why I'm telling you this beforehand, the financial resources of this ministry are limited, and we rarely receive any financial help or seed from the listeners. We might end up using resources someplace else because, just like I said, the outreaches of this ministry have been expanding. And I'm looking to air this broadcast in the Philippines and will be able to reach the country of Indonesia, the most populous Muslim nation in the world. So I have been contemplating on that. But we pay as we go, so I've been praying about this for a long, long time. I have been with KSLR for more than 11 years, going on 12, I believe, and the Bridge of Austin for almost 3 years. Things are changing, but I can say one thing. Here in the United States, we Christians are spoiled. We always can find 24 hours prayer line. There are always Christian programs, whether on TV, radio, or internet, and sometimes we take things for granted. But I do hope that this long lockdown, this pandemic, made us realize how blessed we are and how fortunate we are in comparison to other Christians all over the world, and we need to stop taking things for granted. Now, I have a lot of things to share with you, so let me get right on. There are two prophecies that I will discuss with you first. And I want you to stand, believe, and pray with me and the team, all right? Concerning United States of America, several weeks ago, I was in my prayer at home, and the Lord gave me a vision. I saw men and women lined up at the back entrance of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. I perceive this group of people are righteous men and women. They are Christians. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, "Christina, I am turning this country around through a back door. I will use the state legislatures, the state's governors, lieutenant governors, and righteous attorney generals, and, of course, the leader of their state legislatures, to cancel the wicked, immoral, unjust laws that have been passed in the U.S. Capitol. These laws are threatening this country." And the Lord continued to say, "I will use them mightily. I am now working and active behind the scene." The Lord is faithful. Keep that in mind. And this is what the Lord says. As the prophecy is being fulfilled before our very own eyes, the state of Texas will continue to lead the other states in righteous governance. So pray for our governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and the leaders in our state legislature. Also, Florida and Alabama, the three states, are leading the charge and will be followed by Arizona, Georgia, and other Republican states and some Democratic states. I have been prophesying since 2003 about the state of California, that they will vote for righteousness, that they will turn towards righteousness. And the move of God is moving mightily in that state. Glory to God. And we need and we must continue to pray for other states, like the state of New York. The prophecy and the judgment that were released last December the 10th are manifesting right now. We, the body of Christ, must stand strong, and we must continue to believe and trust God. He is faithful, and He will always remember the covenant of our founding fathers. God will always remember how this country was formed or was established. It is for Him. It is for the people of God. So let us make the right decision to continue to fight for this country and believe that this country will continue to turn towards righteousness, that there will be restoration and there will be suddenly. I released a prophecy last week, I believe, that we're going to see the manifestations of supernatural events in our country, even in our personal lives. Just continue to believe, okay? I want to encourage you, but at the same time, I want you to take your post. The second prophecy that I have been standing on and believing that it will manifest this year, the Lord spoke to me in 2004. He told me that He will do something great in the United States of America that will eclipse even the miracles and signs that He did during the Azusa Street Revival in California. Of course, my mind almost exploded. If you read or heard or studied the miracles in Azusa Street, you will be in awe. So I told the Lord, "Wow, Lord, that is awesome. I cannot quite process it right now in my mind, but I believe and I receive it for this country as far as for myself." Then He asked me this question. "Okay, Christina, what will I do that will eclipse the Azusa Street Revival?" I pondered this for a while. If it will eclipse Azusa Street Revival, God is going to perform all the miracles during the Azusa Street Revival, and then some. And what did not manifest during that revival? Then I got it. The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence from the wicked to the righteous. Did you hear that? You know, I have witnessed signs, wonders. I prayed for sick people, terminal cancer. I prayed even for my mother, who was brought back to life. And in all of these crusades and conferences, the things that God did really changed my life as the minister that He used. And at the same time, just to see the faces of God's people when they receive the miracles and the transformation of countries. Now, in our lifetime, under our watch, God is going to manifest this. I want you to take part of this move. Believe and trust God. Focus on Him. He is more than capable. He is more than able. Let us trust and follow His ways of doing things and submit to His timeline. Let us not set up a deadline on God. Instead, let us trust Him. Let us believe the impossible. Let us unite in hearts and minds. We continue to pray every night. We have passed the second month, I think. We're still praying every night, and in my own study and prayer time last week, because of what God have showed me and confirmed with me, I changed the Wednesday evening service and announced that I have a word for United States of America and for the Philippines and for the other nations of the world. So we were joined by people, ministers, pastors, leaders, and the young group in the Philippines. The prophecy released to the body of Christ here, United States of America and the Philippines. They were released that we need to believe God that this week's before the Passover, signs and wonders are going to manifest, including healings. That's why I immediately changed the program 3 weeks ago to pray for the sick, because I know it's one of the move. Contained on these prophecies are instructions and a call for changes of ways and repentance. If you want to hear the prophecy again, you need to go to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. Again, you can listen to it Wednesday service at sogmi.org and click live stream and find the date or find us on YouTube. I am inviting those who are hungry for the things of God, those who are interested. We just don't sit idly by and talk negative things about what some or many of our wicked politicians are doing. So the prophecies, again, the release to us, the body of Christ, is to expect great manifestations, both good and bad, in these remaining weeks before Passover. What is a Passover? It is the week of March 28 through April the 3rd, and Christians must celebrate the Passover, being Jesus Christ as our Passover lamb, not the feast required by the law. Okay, that's for the Israelites. In Luke chapter 22, verse 7 says, "Now the festival of unleavened bread arrived, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, 'Go and prepare the Passover meal so we can eat it together.'" Now we know that Jesus died Friday during the Passover week because it is a tradition for them that those who were crucified, that if they're still alive before the Sabbath, they break their legs. But they found out that Jesus was already dead. But we at Freedom Fellowship Church, we always celebrate it during Friday at sundown. The theme for this Passover is expression of our love and gratitude to our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's going to be a wonderful Passover celebration. No, you're not invited, but you can join us via live stream, okay? We'll be live streaming the celebration. This is very important for Christians to celebrate and to ponder on what Jesus did because he is our Passover lamb. And that is why I'm sharing it with you right now so that you have a week to prepare yours. Joshua and Nicole did a video last year in which we're going to share again on what you need to prepare, okay? And we will be live streaming probably at about 6:30 p.m. April the 2nd, Friday. In Luke chapter 22, verses 9 through 20, this is the disciples asking Jesus, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, says to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare our meal." They went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said, and they prepared the Passover meal there. Communion, taking communion, which is a remembrance of Passover, is good. But this is important for us Christians to celebrate. Amen? Verse 14. "And when the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table." And in verse 19, he says, "When you eat the Passover meal, do this in remembrance of me." It is a commandment for all of us, not just to his disciples. So you know that time is at hand. If you have not celebrated Passover, you can do it this year. We are live streaming again. I repeat, our Passover gathering on April 2nd at sundown. It means about 6:30 p.m. since we are in daylight savings time. Also, you can watch the video that tells you what to prepare, all right? So between now and Passover, there will be great many things that will manifest, even in our government, in every sector of society, good and bad. Good for us as we continue to obey and believe our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, after Passover, between Passover and Pentecost, which is the Feast of the Weeks, which is May 16th, there will be a great move of the Holy Spirit all over the world. It will increase more in intensity. The Lord just wants us to prepare and increase in number. And that's what I'm trying to do through this radio broadcast. And I have been training the team, the congregation, and we've been praying and prophesying every night. You do not want to have a wait and see attitude on this one. I do not want you to have any regrets that you just completely ignore these prophecies and the instruction contained in those prophecies. So I started, just like you are aware of, I started praying for the sick through this radio broadcast. And last Sunday, March 14th, in our two Sunday services, I incorporated the healing school for everybody at the congregation and for pastors and ministers and other leaders all over the world for their equipping and preparation for this great move of God. So let us learn our lesson after the complete pandemic lockdown. Jesus will never, ever tolerate lockdowns. He will not put up with it. Same thing with the 120 apostles, men and women. What am I saying? Let's look at the woman with the issue of blood. Under the law of Moses, women in their monthly menstrual periods are supposed to isolate themselves, or if you're bleeding. In those days, they are deemed by law to be unclean. Same thing with men and women with skin diseases. So this woman with the issue of blood was not supposed to be in that crowd. She broke the law. That is why when Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" she was so afraid, but she told Jesus that she was that woman. She was desperate enough that she broke the law, knowing that only Jesus can heal her. The body of Christ, especially us leaders, including me, have allowed this lockdown to last for a year. It is a complete indictment that we are not equipped or ready for greater work that Jesus expects us to do, even and especially during pandemic. Yes, what I did, I prayed for all of our partners and members of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International here and abroad, and I prophesied and I prayed for cure to be discovered. I prayed all of that. And the result, some of our members were exposed to the virus. They took necessary precautions, but no one got infected or got hospitalized by the virus, including our team in the Philippines. I did my job in praying for all of them. But you know what? I apologize to the Lord. I should have done more as one of his spiritual leaders. I repented before the Lord, and now me and the team are doing everything that we can in training the people, in praying, and in doing the great work. I am training pastors and leaders and the entire congregation for them to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praying corporately is one of them. Healing school is another. Prophetic school and business school is another. I would not want to rest or relax until this pandemic is completely destroyed. And as the Holy Spirit leads, I will continue to obey Him, and so are the members of the ministry team of Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church here and abroad. But we must increase in number. You must do your part. This is where you come in. You can take part in being equipped and getting trained, even online, so that not only you can take care of yourselves and those of your loved ones, you will also be a blessing to other nations. You will be a blessing and a part of the solution instead of the problem. That you are one of those who will be led by the Holy Spirit and transform and change the course of this country whom God used. So let us be used by the Lord. Receive your healing now in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive others and forgive yourself. God is a God of restoration. Don't ever look back. We have a lot of work to do, and thus saith the Lord, I have a need of you, my daughter, my son, to do greater works for this time. We cannot watch, and we should not tolerate, not even one death in this pandemic. What if that one person is your loved one? You would want me and others to pray and to believe for your loved one. So it is important for you to believe. God does not play favorites. Just like I told the congregation and the other pastors that are watching that Wednesday night and Sunday services, my anointing is the same as yours. I just exercise my faith and I obey God when He tells me. I'm a regular, ordinary person who just happened to fall in love with Jesus and have faith to believe that mountains can be moved if I don't doubt. I have seen many miracles in the ministry, and God has always been faithful. I release prophecies that were impossible, that some people even rebuked me for releasing them at that time. But I know I heard from God, and I always teach about the litmus test. If it's from God, if God gets all the glory, if it will benefit His people, and you will be blessed as well. The one thing that I learned in my Christian life and as a leader is when God used me to prophesy, when God used my hands and my mouth to lay hands on the people and they recovered and their deliverance, all my problems, all my personal desires disappeared. Because the glory of God and the smile of our Lord Jesus Christ is more than enough. It is heaven. Once you get there, your life will never be the same again. And at the same time, you don't want to go back to your previous life. In order for us to eradicate selfishness, selfish motives, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the minds, even hearts, is to give our Lord Jesus Christ a chance. And when He used you mightily, and when He talks to you, and He said that, I am very happy, Christina, I am very pleased, everything else disappeared. I also had a lot of stumbles and afflictions and challenges along the way, but it always brings me back to the glory of knowing that God can use me and continues to use me in spite of myself. Try it. Step out of faith. Be uncomfortable. Yield to changes. Because whether we like it or not, changes are coming, my dear brothers and sisters. Okay? So in the name of Jesus, I release anointing upon your life that you never experienced before. I prophesy in the mighty name of Jesus the manifestations of your healing, deliverance, and blessings and prosperity in Jesus' name. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.